The Trump administration is ratcheting up plans to change the U.S. trading relationship with China. The White House is expected to release an outline for new trade measures against China tomorrow. It could include tariffs worth more than $30 billion, according to the Wall Street Journal. The administration is also looking at what it says are unfair intellectual property practices. And perhaps no surprise here, China appears ready to retaliate. Let's bring in Robin Farzad. He's host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. And Robin, President Trump recently announced broad tariffs on steel and aluminum. Those start as soon as Friday. But, you know, these are different. So what's the White House thinking about in terms of additional tariffs on China?
Yeah, China's the rhetorical pinata if you're on the campaign trail. Like, I'm going to get tough on China. You know, Obama and Bush and Clinton weren't. And you think about China, it churns out so much. If you're Trump, you're asking yourself, where can you hit them to best provoke them? And to that end, we're hearing that the tariffs are going to be directed at Chinese IT, telecom, and consumer products. And you mentioned intellectual property. China is just so adept at counterfeiting high-value goods. Textiles, furniture, luxury wares, it's often so difficult to tell real versus knockoff. And it puts you in a terrible bind if you're a U.S. company wanting to avail yourself of China's competitive advantages in manufacturing. Yeah, I get my product done with scale affordably, but the factory's already leaked the instructions to a counterfeiter down the road.
Well, exactly. What else can you tell us about the way that China supposedly is stealing intellectual property from the United States?
You know, this has always been a complaint with software products, DVDs. You go to these hawker stalls across South Asia and Southeast Asia, and this has been a problem with the recording industry and the film industry for the longest time. Like, how are they doing this? But it's also a big problem with luxury manufacturers. I mean, if you need China to churn out something at a comparative discount quickly to ship it to the West Coast, you're handing over the instructions and in detail format. And it's a race against people who are going to ape that cheaply coming out in 2 weeks.
Now, when the president said he was going to be putting tariffs, broad tariffs across the globe on steel and aluminum, all these countries, our allies around the world, were raising their hand and say, why are you picking on us? Pick on China. That's what you should be focusing on. And now it seems that the president is, in fact, directing these next measures directly against China. So, you know, what are U.S. businesses and industry thinking about this round of tariffs?
You know, Peter, we've already seen about four dozen U.S. trade groups, and they represent enormous multinationals and small firms and agricultural concerns alike. They're urging Trump to be more measured. The White House, you know, in justifying playing hardball with China, says that, look, good faith, it didn't do Obama, Bush, and Clinton, great shakes against China. China's been a net abuser of trade imbalances over, say, 15 or 16 years. We get cheap goods dumped on our shores. Our factories close while their economies grow. So it's time to get tough. So hold my beer, you know?
Yeah, real quick. Are we expected to see interest rates raised today?
Yeah, I mean, on a continued path coming out of the Great Recession, the irony here, the difficulty is that we are still below where interest rates were, when the huge pyrotechnics of Lehman Brothers and the fall of 2008 happened. The economy has since normalized. Property is back. The stock market's back. But interest rates are nowhere near normal.
All right. Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. Thank you very much.
Be well, Peter.